Some of the affordable housing problem stems from gentrification. Some stems from formerly cheap housing being turned into expensive housing. Some stems from cheap housing suddenly turning out to be next to job centers, and the unit becomes valuable. That's what's happening to tenants in the Fruit Belt. The council has asked for a study on how bad the affordable housing situation is, but it hasn't shown up yet. Councilmember Chris Scanlon says there's also a problem that inclusionary supporters haven't agreed on a target.
Some days they're out there yelling they want 30% across the board. Other days they're saying they don't want a blanket policy. So there's a lot that needs to be hashed out. Again, I know that there's obviously there's a need for the units, and the council's on record saying we want to assist in however we can. But I just, again, want everyone here in the room and everyone at home maybe watching to understand that this is a complex issue, and it's not, there's no real simple answer to it.
There's a perception that inclusionary zoning would put the brakes on development because some projects would no longer be profitable. Councilmember Joe Golombek told the council his constituents say this might keep development from moving into his neighborhood, where he has to worry about shootings and might prefer to worry about gentrification. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.